What's up, everybody? Welcome to a breaking news segment for PS I Love You XOXO. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Blessing and Adeoye Jr.
What's up, Greg?
What is up, Blessing, is that the world of video games continues to get crazy. Influenced, it's of course, over. By the crazy world of just the world around us.
The crazy world of the world.
So, Blessing, here we are on a Thursday. I'm here playing a game at home, just getting ready for, you know, reviews and stuff like that. I think I got this on lock. I get to sit here. I get to just do this until I play The Last of Us later with Nick this afternoon on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Come watch us. And then what do I see? A tweet from the one and only at PlayStation. Update. SIE has made the difficult decision to delay the launch of The Last of Us Part 2 and Marvel's Iron Man VR until further notice. Logistically, the global crisis is preventing us from providing the launch experience our players deserve. They then follow up to their own tweet. Currently, there are no other delays to report, but we'll keep you updated. Blessing, you, of course, were in the middle of Kinda Funny Games Daily when this happened.
We were toward the end. We were doing Kinda Funny. It was legit as soon as we clicked kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. I saw it popping. Like, I clicked it, and then all of a sudden, just a bunch of submissions came in from everybody saying that, hey, Last of Us Part 2 has been delayed.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But, like, not unexpected.
Not unexpected. I think what the crazy part is that it's until further notice. I want to get back to that.
Yes.
I want to bring in more context. Of course, this is all happening live as we go. It's 11:41 here, and that tweet went up at 11 on the dot. So it's been 40 minutes. There's been other things. Naughty Dog themselves put out this statement. As you've likely seen, the release of The Last of Us Part 2 has been delayed. We're sure this news is just as disappointing to you as it is to us. We wanted to reach out to all of you in our community to give you a little more information. The good news is we're nearly done with the development of The Last of Us Part 2. We are in the midst of fixing our final bugs. However, even with us finishing the game, we were faced with the reality that due to logistics beyond our control, we couldn't launch The Last of Us Part 2 to our satisfaction. We want to make sure everyone gets to play The Last of Us Part 2 around the same time, ensuring that we're doing everything possible to preserve the best experience for everyone. This meant delaying the game until such a time where we can solve these logistic issues. We were bummed about this decision, but ultimately understood it's what's best and fair to all our players. We are hoping that this won't be a long delay, and we'll update you as soon as we have new information to share. We wish you all, your families, and your friends the best of health. Thank you for being amazing fans and your continued support. Stay safe, Naughty Dog. Neil Druckmann quote tweeted that and said, "Extremely sad to deliver this news to y'all. Ultimately, the situation is out of our control. We hope you understand. Stay safe out there, heart." I saw Evan Wells, Arnie Meyer, and a bunch of other folks out there saying very similar things, quote tweeting the official Naughty Dog response. Obviously, that speaks for the whole studio. Meanwhile, over on Camouflage's Twitter, they haven't said anything original. They did retweet PlayStation's thing. Their Camouflage not as active on social media as they should be, if you ask me, Ryan Payton. Last tweet being another retweet on February 7th, before that January 17th, which was their delay announcement that they were pushing the game to March 5th, or I'm sorry, May
Iron
15th.
Man VR.
Yeah, Iron Man VR to May 15th. Sorry. Come on. You're listening to BS I Love You XOXO. You don't know Camouflage working on an Iron Man game. They made Republic. Come on now. So to remind you all, it was May 15th, Friday, May 15th for Iron Man VR, and it was May 29th, another Friday, for The Last of Us Part 2. So, back to it, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Yes.
The thing that I expected a delay of Last of Us. We've been talking about that more and more on this show, right? And I think Games Daily, it's been a topic of conversation. Basically anywhere where we're talking about the coronavirus and its impact on all industries, let alone the gaming one, it's been this idea of, you are Naughty Dog. You are in the final throes of making this game. What does being forced to work from home do to that structure? Now, of course, the statement here is not about that. I thought this game would be delayed because, hey, this is screwed up. our production pipeline. When in, what they're saying is actually it's the opposite of that. We're fine. The game's almost done. We're in the final mixes of it here. Instead, it's the fact that it's the logistics pipeline that we've seen right now. So many people upset about Final Fantasy VII being released early in Europe and Australia, but not everywhere else.
Yeah.
Blessing. Is this... I feel like Jen and I have the same conversation every day here during quarantine. At the end, we go for a walk, right? And stay 6 feet apart from everybody else. Don't worry and do all this different stuff. But it's this conversation of when we're heads down on our work, I think the insanity of what we're living through is able to be brushed to the side and kind of lost. Then you get out there and you start having these conversations and it starts becoming more and more clear. Here we are, you know, with video games, obviously a source of entertainment, not the by any means the most important thing happening right now. But the fact that it is delayed indefinitely, right? Like, they won't even put a date. Even fucking Gamescom and RTX yesterday was like, RTX is like, hey, we're not doing it on this date. We have another date for you. The fact that PlayStation is saying for two of their biggest in imminent first-party games, right? Holy shit, and I know Camouflage isn't first party, but remember, as Naughty Dog told, or as Insomniac told me, that it is the same thing from...
Iron Man VR is a first party game, right?
Yeah. They're not a first party studio, but it's a first party game because they have
exclusive first party games. Yes. That's the thing that gets me is the fact that both these games are delayed indefinitely, but they say nothing about Ghost of Tsushima, which is coming out in June, right? And I don't know if that's a thing of, hey, we're biding our time. We're trying to see how the situation progresses. Maybe a month from now we hear about Ghost of Tsushima's delay.
Yeah.
But the fact that Ghost of Tsushima still has a date and they decided not to put a date on The Last of Us Part 2 and Iron Man VR makes me curious. I also understand the idea of, hey, let's not say, like, maybe they could have said July for Last of Us Part 2 and Iron Man VR.
Yeah.
And it was a thing of, hey, we've already pushed this thing once, or at this point twice.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to push it a third time, because that at that point we're just playing with people's emotions. And so let's just say indefinite. We'll get it out when we get it out.
Well, I think it's go ahead.
I'm also surprised they don't just say, like, at a later time in 2020. I feel like that wouldn't be more hope. Just the words indefinitely it's just a crazy way to put it.
It's crazy because it's so not what we have known the video game industry to be in the entirety of the video game industry, right? Like, if you're going to announce something like this, you put a year, a season, a whatever on it, a date if it's this close. But it is this, I think, humbling experience for what we're seeing and the things we love and the industry we follow so closely is that, yes, this is unprecedented in terms of battling COVID. And it is this thing that when we sit here and we talk about, like, oh, we don't know business. It's the adults in the room, the people who are running SIE, the people who are running PlayStation, right? You get to this line where legitimately it is this, and I'm getting a bit hyperbolic here, but it's the same idea, I think the scariest part, stick with me, of the remake of Dawn of the Dead, a movie I love, and I love zombie movies I talk about all the time, right, is that intro snippet where they're having a conversation with the CDC, and they ask them, they've been asking all these questions, and the guy's answering, and they go, like, are they alive or dead? And he goes, I don't know. And the room explodes with other questions, right? It's the same idea here of, like, legitimately where the adults in the room are like, we don't know. We could put another date on it, but why? We legitimately don't know what's going to happen in a month and a half from now, where we're going to be as not only a country, a world, in terms of how we're going to be able to roll this stuff out. You know, one of the I put up a tweet right as we went live, so I'll get into it in a second. But when I put up my initial quote tweet of, like, here's the news, here's just, you know, take all the time you need kind of thing, one of the responses was like, well, why don't they just go digital? You know what I mean? Like, I heard discs are already being pressed, but it's like, if the discs are already pressed, fine. Where are you going to ship those? Where are people going to buy those? Like, you can't, like, again, to get back to the business aspect of it, like, unless we were already at the point where 85, 90% of sales are digital only, that would be the only universe you're thinking they're going to release this. This is going to be PlayStation's, arguably, unless something really comes out of the blue, right? It's going to be their biggest game of the year. And so to come in and be like, all right, cool, we're only doing it digitally, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face, right? You're looking at probably what, and the numbers trade around all the time, but, like, what, 50%, if not more, of the people who don't buy games digitally or haven't in the past, are they suddenly going to change their ways? Are they going to wait for that cool collector's edition that Naughty Dog has put out with the Ellie backpack and all the other jazz? Like, there's so many different pieces to this puzzle. They've already paid it off at GameStop, so they're not going to... And I'm not even sure what the headache it would be right now to try to get a refund for something you've paid off at GameStop in a physical store. Couldn't you do that online? Is that a long phone call? Is it a million other things? Like, literally you're seeing the video game industry, at least in this very specific case on Iron Man 2, I guess, grind to a halt, right? Like, this is a full stoppage of like, all right, cool. We don't know what to do from here. We have to stop. That's fucking insane.
Do you feel like production pipeline is the thing, though? Because you mentioned before about how they say that they're in the finishing touches, they're finalizing final bugs. But the quote here in Naughty Dog's statement specifically, where they say, however, even with us finishing the game, we were faced with the reality that due to logistics beyond our control, we couldn't launch The Last of Us Part 2 to our satisfaction. Because to me, that tells me that that is also like a readiness thing. Like, it sounds like to me, maybe this work from home situation means that they're not able to move as quickly as they wanted to. Because we know that, like through reports from Jason Schreier and others, that like there is a crunch culture there. They do have people stay at the studio for quite a bit when it comes to getting their game done. And when everybody has to stay at home, what does that mean for them finalizing The Last of Us Part 2 in this time that's probably crucial for getting the game out the door? And so for them to talk about to our satisfaction, and like due to and logistics, which does like point to pipelines, but to me could also point to, hey, this game just can't be ready without us being in the studio together, working together at full pace.
Yes, no. I think this strikes back to a conversation we were having with Gary yesterday on Kinda Funny Games Daily, where he was talking about how Bethesda is, you know, saying, well, because of everything going on, we can't do the showcase, right? And Gary was like, well, maybe it's actually a blessing. Maybe they weren't where they wanted to be with it, and this gives them an out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That sounds nefarious when you spell it out. I wouldn't be surprised if, yes, what you're talking about isn't... I don't think that's 100% the reason, but I also don't think it's 100% not the reason. I think that there's some mix in there where, yes, I think it's completely, it is to be expected that closing a studio and sending everybody home and setting up these work from home solutions would in fact lead to problems. It would in fact lead to you having way more known shippables, which means that, you know, yes, there's bugs in this game. We're aware of them, but it's not enough to break it, send it out. I think this does give them more time to fix that line, but it does. I mean, the line you're quoting, right? There is, however, even with us finishing the game, which to me makes them being like, even with us being on the precipice of having this game gold and done, we're faced with the reality that due to logistics beyond our control. Now, yeah, to your point, logistics beyond our control, I think does include, hey, y'all have to work from home. I think it does include, hey, the place that's making discs is running at half capacity. It does include that, hey, GameStop is not open to sell the physical game. Like, there's all these pieces of the puzzle to it. And so, yeah, I think this sucks, right? I'm going right back to the same conversation I always do of, I'm saying this sucks for Naughty Dog, and I can imagine everyone in the room being pissed off and on Slack and upset about this. The world sucks right now, right? So this isn't the worst thing in the world, obviously. But it does suck that you imagine their mind and where they were on their timeline in February. They were on pace. They were on track. They were going to do this. They were going to finish off everything they needed to, be ready to go, be ready to roll. Bam, here's Last of Us Part 2. And so for all this to fall apart like it has fallen apart here, and I mean all of it, the world falling apart, you're like, fuck, right?
And like, I know, like, it's all about perspective and understanding that, like, there's a bigger world in video games out there, and the bigger world is being affected in way more traumatic ways than the ways in which video games are being affected. But I am still allowing myself to feel very sad about this. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, when the news first hit, or when me and Tim both first saw the news at the same time when we were reading through You're Wrong, both of us were just we were both speechless. Like, we didn't really have words for it. Because it's one of those things where it is the thing of, we want to play The Last of Us Part 2, and like we're very much looking forward to the game. The game's already been delayed at this point multiple times.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can wait to play The Last of Us Part 2. I think it's this compounded with Iron Man VR, compounded with E3 getting canceled and GDC getting canceled and all this different stuff happening. Like, it all sucks.
I don't know if you said it on the show, but before this, I called Tim to tell him what my plan was for why I'm doing this you know, quick PS I Love You update and all this jazz. And he was, he's like, oh, of course, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, it's just crazy. And we're talking a little bit about this. And he's like, you have to ask yourself, at what point is Final Fantasy VII the last game of the year candidate that gets released this year? And that, again, that's what we're talking about, is like, delays, if you need to delay your game, delay your game. I'd rather your game be great. I'd rather you have a shot. I'd rather you put out what you're going to be happy with, right? It is this, in, you know, like, to what you're saying, maybe some of it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors or whatever, but it is this statement of, like, they're delayed indefinitely, meaning that,
yeah,
that, that shows PlayStation doesn't know what's going on. It brings up all these questions. It reignites the same conversation you and I have had on PS I Love You for the last 3 weeks, right? Of, is the PlayStation 5 really going to release? Because again, like, delaying Last of Us Part 2 indefinitely means that you want to wait the situation out and see what happens. You want to see when GameStop start reopening. Not only start reopening, when are they all up and running again? And I use GameStop as brick and mortar retail. When is brick and mortar retail back up and running? When is the production pipeline, or I guess delivery pipeline, right? The goods and services pipeline, back to a point where non-essential goods don't need to stress it out. That's the other thing to this, right? Is like, yeah, you could ship all this, you know, The Last of Us to fucking Walmart, but why? Get toilet paper out there, get hand wipes, get all the stuff people actually need going that way, right? Take mm-hmm. these, make these sacrifices. And so as you line those questions up, you start looking at the dominoes and you start wondering, right, of like, if they're not confident enough to say a month, and granted, to your point too,
or like, even a year.
Yep. To your point too, of like, what does this mean for Ghost of Tsushima? It, like, this sets off, I think this is such a canary in the coal mine of, what does it mean for Ghost of Tsushima? What does it mean for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X? What does it mean for Cyberpunk? What is, like, it's all these things now of how, I think you wait on these things until not the last possible second, but until you're like, all right, clearly this is, right now they're saying, clearly the world is not going to be where it normally is in mid-May or end of May. That's the read PlayStation and its business analysts and everybody else is taking on it. And so then you have to start extrapolating out of like, how far does that actually look and what are those repercussions? And then, yeah, for Ghost, like, cool, now does Last of Us take Ghost spot, and does Ghost move into the fall or into, you know, 2021? Does
it I mean, at what point, at what point as PlayStation do you look at The Last of Us Part 2 and be like, or in Ghost of Tsushima probably, and like other games that you have coming out this year, and be like, yo, fuck it, we'll just have them be cross-platform launch titles.
That's been a big question, right? Of, yeah, do you think, like I said, I put it on Twitter, right? Paris, of course, our friend, who for some reason hates oven-baked ribs, and I'll never understand, but you can hear more about it on Gamer Tag Radio. Responding goes, my question is, if The Last of Us Part 2 is delayed until late summer or fall, do you hold it until the PlayStation 5 launch and promote it as a cross-gen title and potentially show off PS5's enhancements if they exist?
And I mean, I think the answer might be yes, and I think that's right. Why you don't put a year on it. Like, I think I think at that point you're like, all right, our year is fucked right now, and we gotta make some moves. If we're gonna delay, we've delayed Last of Us from February. We're now delaying it from May, and we could say, hey, late summer, and we can estimate that that's when things will be better. But we don't know. Me and Tim were talking about this during the Kind of Funny Games Daily post show. Yeah. We were saying about how, at this point, we're all just expecting the worst because we don't really, like, you want to be positive about life. You want to be positive about things. But you also want to look at things through the realist lens you can and prepare for the worst if the worst happens. And so all of us, I think, right now are collectively preparing for the worst. And I think for them, the worst probably is like, hey, PS5 gets delayed and we're not able to launch any of our big games in the timeline we want to launch them. Worst case scenario, and this might actually work to our benefit, we just launch them all with the PS5 and just have that be a banger launch lineup. The thing also that kind of plays into that too is, say what where Tim's coming at from, like, what if Final Fantasy VII Remake is the last big game of the year because of all this? Say Last of Us gets delayed, Ghost of Tsushima gets delayed indefinitely. That then rolls over to Cyberpunk and like other big games that are coming out this year. When everything gets better, do those all just release at the same time? Like, do we have like a 2 to 3 month period where we're just getting AAA after AAA after AAA? Like that.
But you
want
it, right?
Like,
because you'd be worried about cannibalizing everybody. And that's the problem
thing.
Is that it's and like, I say that's the problem. It's also, I guess, kind of the solution is the way that, like, everything we've talked about, right? And so, not to, you know, say the same conversations over and over again, but with this lockdown fucking up not only releases of games, it's fucking up the making of games. Where, like, we've talked about it, people are not doing mocap the way they should be for the games. Timelines are thrown askew forever. So if it becomes that suddenly there is a 6 month moratorium on AAA games, right? And it is that 2020 becomes 2021. And to your point, it is like, cool, in January, you know, they're officially launching the PlayStation 5 in January or whatever with Last of Us Part 2. And then Ghost of Tsushima comes out 3 months later. And then, yeah, Cyberpunk's in the mix there. And it's just so fucking crazy to see how it all domino out.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening right now. But once again, like, this sucks. There are things that suck way more out in the world, and so I don't want to like act like this.
Of course, of course. No. And I think we do a good job of putting that out there, of course, that, yeah, this is us. This sucks as fans. It sucks for the employees of Naughty Dog who are making this game and have crunched to make this game. It sucks for the fans who want to play the game. Obviously, a bunch of other shit sucks, and you know that because you watch the real news, and you're watching a video game show, obviously. All of this gets suspended at any point because somebody's sick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what it's supposed to be. In fact, on that line, Chris Anka, of course, famed comic book artist, wrote in on Twitter and said, "If this means my friends at Naughty Dog get to relax during this quarantine and actually recover from their crunch and be able to stay safe and healthy, delay it for as long as they need," which I think, yes, hear.
Yeah.
Although that does raise the question, though, of this is what we talk about with crunch. And I think when Jason reported on the Naughty Dog crunch, it's one thing to crunch to a date, but then when the date moves, okay, cool, we were crunching for this February release. Well, fuck, now it's got moved to May. Okay, we'll crunch to the May release. Okay, now it's indefinite. So it's like,
at what point is
Evan Wells and Neil Druckmann going to be send out the Slack message of like, hey, Last of Us Part 2 is done. No one look at it. No one touch it. I don't think that ever happens, right? That's at least, and again, I've never made a game, but I do understand that a game is never finished. People always want to do more. They always want to tweak more. What this actually looks like is that would move on for these people as they're in this definite. And granted, you would hope and you would think that there is a date. They have a date in mind for what the new date is. But again, it's all contingent on is the world got its shit together. Can they actually ship this game people places?
And that's the thing. Like, you know, them delaying from February to May just meant, in theory, 3 to 4 months, 4 more months of crunch. And right now from this work from home situation, maybe that is like, hey, we're not doing as much because we're not able to do as much. But once they get back into the studio in physical form, I'm sure that like that stuff starts up again.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Quick Killings writes in with, I think, something we've touched on, but gives it in a very straightforward manner, which is good. "I get people being disappointed. However, to the people who are mad, look at yourselves in the mirror. There's a real pandemic in the world. The game will release when it releases. Just like other games and entertainment, that's delayed." Of course. Here. I want to make sure. I think we've driven that message home, but to let you know that, yes, this is not, I haven't seen it because I've been running on this so much, but I have a couple people in here being like, why are people being asshats about this? I'm like, I haven't seen that of people in the comments being,
I think that's
morons to PlayStation, but fuck them if they are.
That's probably definitely a thing where you had to like click into the replies to the PlayStation tweet and you probably see them there. And it's one of those things where like, I think for us, like for sensible people, like there's probably way more sadness than anger. Like, I don't think there's any anger coming from the side of sensible people who know that this is a thing. Yeah, from fans and like people who know, like people who are aware, people who know that like this is a thing that needed to happen and this is out of their control. And even if it's in their control, like I can't get mad at a delay, really. Like, do what you need to do. It's your product. Do whatever.
I got one. Two comments that bridge together. I'm sorry. You want to keep going?
Go for it.
No, go for it. You want to lay some people out?
I was just gonna say we're more sad than mad.
Exactly. We're not mad. We're disappointed. Joe tweets, and I think there's a better tweet that follows it up. "Do you think PlayStation is missing out on a massive opportunity to reach a wider base of gamers who otherwise wouldn't have the time/interest in these games?" But then Individual 11 says, "Why isn't digital only a good option?" I think those questions go hand in hand, right? To Joe's question, yes, of course. Suddenly all these gamers are home, gaming's up 700% or whatever that one thing we talked about on Games Daily it is. I'm sure PlayStation would love to be able to release this and get it into everybody's hands. That cannot happen right now. The stores that specialize in selling video games are not open, and not everybody is digital, and not everybody is signed up on a .com to get it delivered to them. You can't roll the dice here and, as I said earlier, cut your nose off to spite your face. You can't go ahead and say, all right, cool, it's digital only, and then that game sells X millions less than it would have. And I know that that's whatever, but in a blockbuster video game economy we exist in, right, like sales numbers matter, and PlayStation wants to make sure they make money back on this.
Especially for the Last of Us Part 2, which is probably going to be a big physical game that people pick up. Like, losing out on those sales and going digital only is probably gonna just fuck up that launch to some extent, and so I can see why they'd be like, no, we want to have this release be a traditional physical digital release. But then also, like, I think it also comes back to the thing of readiness a little bit, at least, like, as far as like, hey, maybe they just can't release digital either because the game won't be to the point of polish that they wanted to by that time because of everybody working from home and not being able to test as well.
Yeah, and so I mean, that's the thing, is I think, you know, if everybody would listen to Greg Miller when I said digital is the future, digital only is the future. If you all had done that, you could be playing Last of Us right now, but you've all fucked up, and I'm not going to take any responsibility for it because I told you about
this. I mean, if they did go digital only, that could really usher in like the whole digital feature thing. The thing that sucks, though, is that
I was joking. I don't think we're at the... I'm not really blaming people for this.
Well, no. Yeah. But I think the thing that sucks too is that, like, you kind of alluded to this earlier, but we don't have the infrastructure, at least in the US, for everybody to just pick the game up digital. Like, there's a lot of areas where internet sucks, and that's just not an option for people.
I do think that we're going to come out of this with more people buying digital games than ever. But I don't think we're not at the tipping point where Sony could be like, this is all you got. Because you have to say that from the beginning, again, with as many pre-orders that are out there and stuff. And not to mention, PlayStation at this moment still needs brick-and-mortar retail for the launch of the PlayStation 5. If they were to fuck people over that way right now, it'd be this, there's so many ripples and goddamn domino effects in this conversation. But yeah, why would Walmart, who is still open, right, and Best Buy, who's doing, at least in SF, drive-up pickup shit, why would they, be cool with the PlayStation 5 taking up shelf space or promoting that at all? Oh, that's a good one. Colton Simpson says, what happens to all of us with the pricey limited edition / Ellie editions if the game suffers a long delay and GameStop doesn't survive the pandemic? Yeah, that's a great question. I imagine, not knowing much, is that you'd get your money refunded and then that stock would be re-released to other retailers. Like, it's not like I'm going to sit in a GameStop warehouse, but I think timelines, again, would get all fucked up in terms of when it goes out of business and where it all goes from there.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think we've covered a lot of these questions here because everybody's talking about, what happens to Ghost of Tsushima? What happens to the PlayStation 5? The answer is we don't know. And now,
what do you think they say that Ghost of Tsushima is indefinitely delayed?
I think we get further into this because I think right now the idea is that Naughty Dog Last of Us and Iron Man are in clear and present danger, right? For all intents and purposes, you're a month and a half from those games being out. And so you look at it and you're like, this will not stand. This isn't going to work. So with Ghost, you imagine you'd get a month and a half out, right? That you'd sit there, which is June, right? So this time next month, would you see an announcement about Ghost? But again, to your point, right? You get that close to it and suddenly it is, even if everything's fixed, I guess that's the fucked up thing about this. Even if everything's fixed, by the time Ghost's release date is there, do you still release Ghost there, or do you push Ghost to put Last of Us there, or do you push Last of Us past that? And then, because then you're gonna have an argument from people of like, wait, you pushed Last of Us indefinitely. Why is Ghost coming out before that if that wasn't delayed when this was delayed? And they have to go, it's this whole thing of, we've promised Ghost. Do you want us to are we disappointing two groups of gamers now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the hope with them not including Ghost in this, this indefinite delay is that, hey, maybe things are fixed by then and. Yeah, Ghost is able to go up, and then we'll just schedule Last of Us Part 2 for maybe a month or two after that point.
Final word comes from Jake Decker over at GameSpot, who responded to my tweet and said, heartbroken, but I'm happy Sony and Naughty Dog are playing it safe during these unprecedented times. Of course, ladies and gentlemen. Agreed. Oh, man, blessing. What a day. What a crazy world we currently exist in.
And when are we going to get happy news? Ever since I joined...
I was going to say, this is your first 4 months in the industry.
Yeah, it's like E3 is canceled, GDC is canceled, Last of Us Part 2 has been delayed indefinitely. Man, can we just get announce Half-Life 3 or something.
We'll go play Alex,
I don't have a VR because it's
I have the VR for you, but then you don't have a PC that works. That's the problem.
Yeah, and so I got to wait till I get to the office, and I don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah. You could just go live in the office for a while. That could be your containment area,
I'd be down with that. No shower. I would like that just in general. Can I just go to the office and just record from the office?
Probably. I don't know.
If nobody else is there?
I think so, right? That sounds right.
I might do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a special, special breaking news segment for PS I Love You XOXO. If you didn't know, PS I Love You XOXO posts each and every Tuesday in the morning. You can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You can get it as a podcast on podcast services around the globe. No matter where you get it, thank you so much. You can be part of the show, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, but don't feel like you have to. You can follow us on Twitter. You can do all that stuff. But more than anything, subscribe. I almost screwed up subscribe. And share it. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.